The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
They're down two with one timeout. They get it into the hands of Brendan Axman. He's double-teamed to the right side. Stops. Gets it into Eckhout. Eckhout's in the paint. Back out to Axman. A three-pointer by Miller for the win. Got it! And Pleasanton has upset Axtell.
Tonight, it's the boys' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournament. As the Wilcox Hill Falcons match up with the Elm Creek Buffaloes and the Amherst Broncos battle of Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Gives it at the free throw line here for Dax Bounce. Back to Demidog. Demidog's bounce pass right back to him. Now he'll take it on the baseline. Jumper up. Good. And he's fouled. A little fadeaway on that left side. Demidog shoots over the top of Nick Crowley, and Crowley is called for the foul.
Up first, defending champion Elm Creek will look to avenge a two-point loss last month to top seed Wilcox Hildreth. Game two will feature one of the fiercest rivalries in the league as Amherst looks for the season sweep over Pleasanton. It's the boys' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take a live to the Vero Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Sports' Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening and welcome back to the Vero Event Center. Our second semifinal about to get underway here between the Amherst Broncos and the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And it's Pleasanton, the one team that is not rated in the top 10 that's kind of crashing the party here just a little bit. Cale Miller hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to send them to the semifinals. An upset win over third seed at Axtell, 53-52. Last Tuesday night over in Amherst. And Amherst, the number two seed, they are very strong in the conference. In fact, undefeated in the conference heading in. So is Wilcox Hildreth with that one loss as the exception to Axtell. And Axtell, the team that got upset by Pleasanton. So it all kind of comes full circle here. But Amherst, undefeated in the conference. They will hope to play tomorrow for a conference championship, but they have to fight off Pleasanton that obviously has proven to be very, very pesky with that dramatic neutral court win against Axtell a couple days ago. And they're going to try to create the same kind of magic right here tonight in the VO Event Center. For Amherst, obviously, they're going to come in as a favorite, and they just have to be sure that they don't come in with that attitude of, doesn't matter what we do, we're still going to win this one, because Pleasanton is feeling their oats here a little bit, folks. They have played very, very well here down the stretch, and a win like they got the other night at the buzzer against one of the better teams in the conference, that's the sort of thing that can propel you through the rest of the season. Amherst is arguably the highest-ranked team in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Wilcox Hildreth, according to the Omaha World, is number six, but that's in Class D. Amherst is number six in the state in Class D1. So, again, when you look at things, you'd say they would be the favorite to win the conference tournament, but that's not exactly how this system works. As, again, Pleasanton really feels like they deserve to be here, and they're going to give Amherst absolutely everything that they can throw at them. So we anticipate it's always a lot of fun here on semifinal night Friday here at the Vero Event Center. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll announce the starters for both Amherst and Pleasanton. We continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work. So trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center and the New Tech Seed pregame show. Glad you could join us for coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, as we do every year. Don't forget, we'll be back with the consolation games and the championship games tomorrow. We'll begin, first of all, with the girls' consolation game, and it'll be on all the even-numbered hours tomorrow. We'll be here at 2, 4, 6, and then at 8 o'clock. Here from the Viero Event Center begins with Amherst and Pleasanton in the girls' consolation game at 2. At 4 o'clock, the boys' consolation game, which will have somewhat of an angry Elm Creek team who lost in overtime to Wilcox Hildreth. They'll take on the loser of this game at 4 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock, the conference championship game between Axtell and Elm Creek on the girls' side. And then 8 o'clock will be the boys' championship game here. But right now, time to give you our starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Amherst. They are the visiting team on the scoreboard, and their starters are Trevor Analong, a 5'9 sophomore who averages 12.5 points a game. Trey Toppenheim is 5'10 and a junior. He averages 8.6 points. Braden Eckhout, a 6-foot-tall junior, is averaging 17.9 points, right at 18 points per ball game. Cale Preble is a 6-foot-tall senior. He averages about a point and a half. Ty Hadwiger, a 6'2 junior, is averaging 14.4 points per contest for head coach Bill Giffen. And if you notice something, only one senior mentioned there, as this is a pretty young basketball team. Now for Pleasanton, they come in with a record of 6-9 on the season. They had that upset win as Cale Miller hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to send them here. Miller will make the starting lineup as usual. He's a 5'10 senior. He'll start with Blake Eckhout, 6-foot-tall and a senior. Brendan Axman, 5'10 and a senior. Caleb Eckel is a 6-foot-tall junior. And the freshman, Hunter Pates, is 6'1", and he'll start for head coach Mitch Armour. Again, they come in at 6-9. Amherst is now 16-1 on the season. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to take another break. When we come back, the tip between Amherst and Pleasanton. We'll do that when we return to the Viero Event Center right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. Let's get you updated on a few other scores that we had for you from around the area. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, somewhat of an unusual doubleheader from the Luplac Conference Tournament because they put themselves on a schedule where they end up being snowed out twice last week. They pushed everything back to all the semifinals being tonight at the Adams Central High School. So the two boys' semifinals took place earlier today in two different gyms. Adams Central defeated Kearney Catholic 70-51 on a game that was heard on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then the other gym, the game we couldn't do, was Orr defeating Wood River by a final of 56 to 43. So those consolation games will be tomorrow, and we'll be broadcasting the two championship games from the Lupac Conference tournament later tomorrow on, again, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And coming up here in just a little bit will be the girls' semifinal between Kearney Catholic and Ord. And we will not have the opportunity to do the St. Paul Centura game, but we'll try to give you some updates with that here on ESPN Radio. So I think you're kind of all caught up with the action here as the starters are being announced right now for Pleasanton, and we'll have a tip for you coming up here from the Vero Event Center in about 30 seconds or so. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Amherst will be in their road red uniforms, black numbers, a little silver trim on that with the iconic Bronco head on the back. And the Bulldogs will be in their home white uniforms. And both teams now shaking hands as we're just about ready to get this one underway. You know, both teams finding out what direction they need to go. Ball is in the air, and the tip is going to be controlled by the Bulldogs. So it will be Pleasanton Bulldogs in the offensive end first, and they're on the dribble here. With it is Axman. Axman will kick it off your left side for Miller. Miller gives off a screen, top of the circle, over here for Echol. Echol gives right side for Axman. Axman facing some man-to-man pressure, throws it top of the circle here for Miller. Miller gets it down low, kick back out here for Axman. Axman, a baseline jumper, no good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Broncos, so the Bulldogs will maintain the possession. And the theme for the Amherst student body apparently is pajamas. Ball inbounded for Blake Eckout. Eckout, nice little tip there on the inbounds play, and he's got the first 2 points of the ball game. Caught it about 8 feet away and landed, and then just sprung right back up in the air, floated it up there, and it's 2-0 Pleasanton here in the early stages. On the dribble here is Tobenheim. Tobenheim will set the screen left side after getting the ball to Preble. Top of the circle with it is Bradenek out. Bradenek out throws it in the lane, and the ball was loose there. Hadwiger is able to track it down, shoot it off glass, no good. And Echol is able to pull down the rebound after the miss. So here come the Broncos, the Bulldogs on the run. Driving here is Axman. Axman lost the ball on the way up, and that we'll consider that a shot as it goes out of bounds. He was dribbling and just lost the ball as it flew out of bounds. So now here comes Adelung in the offensive end. He'll get the ball to Tobenheim, and Tobenheim had the ball kind of pinned to his hip, and he turned it over. So Amherst, kind of a sloppy start here. We talked at halftime of the previous game with Bill Giffen, Amherst head coach, and he kind of said that a nice start to the game would be fairly important. Well, they have not gotten that because Pleasanton has the lead, and Amherst has turned the ball over a couple times, but now Pleasanton returns the favor as they were dribbling on that left side over there, and it literally went off the dribbler's foot and out of bounds. So Amherst will get the ball back, and let's see if they can finally get a shot off here of real accord as Adelung gets a nice little screen, going to drive in the lane, bounce pass down low, and it goes off the hands of Tobenheim and out of bounds. So Amherst turned it over. Tobenheim was surprised Adelung didn't shoot that, but had Adelung, if Tobenheim would have caught the ball, that would have been an easy bucket. So Axman in the offensive end will dribble up into the lane. Jumper no good. And Eckout's going to pull down the rebound. So he'll be on the run here. Blake Eckout will take it now on the baseline. His jumper is up, no good. And snagging the rebound is going to be Pleasanton. Pass up ahead here by Axman. And it's going to be off the hands of his teammate. So Pleasanton turns the ball over again. Neither team has really treasured the basketball. Both teams with a couple of turnovers here in the first 2 minutes. So we've had four total turnovers, two by each team, and driving here is going to be Adelung. Adelung takes it on the baseline, backing in here, and trying to lean the ball up is going to be Tobenheim. Can't get the shot to fall, but Hadwiger gets the ball back to the inside as the rebound was tipped out, and it's going to be rebounded by Pleasanton. So Pleasanton pulls down the rebound after Amherst missed a couple of nice-looking shots. And it's Axman who brings in the offensive end. Axman will stop at the free throw line, throw it in for Eckout, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. On the bounce here is going to be Miller. Miller gives it between the circles for Axman. Axman working against Adelon, dribbles behind his back, takes it in the lane, kicks it, and will go off the shoulder of Blake Eckhout. I don't know if that was intended for Eckhout. I think he stepped in there. And Caleb Echo lost the ball, has to pick it up. It's dead, and they're really pressuring the ball, and it's going to be stolen away by Adelon, and Adelon throws it up ahead. Tough left-handed layup attempt there for Holden Eckhout, and that shot will not fall. So Pleasanton turns the ball over, but Amherst can't capitalize on the other end. Little jump stop here for Miller. Miller's going to kick it top of the circle for Axman. Axman's going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound out for the Broncos. Snagging the bound there is going to be Braden Eckhout. And slowing it down here is going to be Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim will give it to Adelon on that left side. Entry pass in the lane here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger's pass loose. It's still loose. Now picked up here by Hadwiger again as he got it back. And he'll kick it out for Eckhout. Eckhout now fakes the shot. Going to drive and lays it up and in. Braden Eckhout. They respected his ability to shoot the three-pointer. And now the inbounds is going to be stolen away by Adelon. He gets the steal there. Jump stop. Takes it off glass. And it's good. So Adelon with the steal and is able to lay it up and in. A quick 4-0 run here for Amherst. And the inbounds pass is going to be knocked away here by the Broncos and out of bounds. And Mitch Armour over there just saying, calm down, boys, calm down. Both palms out, just trying to settle them down here just a little bit. And Amherst now trying to get that feeding frenzy to continue here. Raymer going to check in here for Amherst. Holding that count back into the game as well. And he's going to drop off a little bit as they inbound the ball here for Brandon Axman. Axman is trying a little zone press here. Gave it away. Now Axman gets the ball back. Brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Holden Eckhout. Axman on the bounce. Picked up there by Adelon. And he'll give some indication here, will Axman. And on the bounce, Axman. Now we'll hand the ball off over here for Miller. Miller on that left side has his shot deflected. And the loose ball is going to be picked up eventually by Amherst. A couple of misses here for Pleasanton, and snagging the rebound is going to be Adelon. Adelon's going to kick it into the corner. Three-pointer over there for Adelon. It's no good. Rebound going to be taken out by Eckhout. Another three-pointer here for Eckhout. That's no good. And finally, Pleasanton pulls down the rebound. On the run here is Brandon Axman. Gets it down low. Little runner in the lane. It's tipped around, and it's last touch by the Bulldogs. Went out the hands of Blake Eckhout as well, one of the guys that tipped it there was Cale Preble. He didn't come up with a rebound. So Amherst has the basketball and a 4-2 lead. Adelon nearly had his pocket picked there by Eckhout, but they'll get the ball off here for Braden Eckhout. Braden Eckhout, little runner, up, no good. And Pleasanton ends the possession with the rebound. Miller snagged the bound, and he'll give the ball back out here for Brandon Axman. So we had in about the span of 10 seconds a couple of points here for Amherst, and that's been about the only offensive flurry we've had all night. Axman takes it on that right wing, and they'll throw it in the lane through the hands of the intended receiver, and picking it up is Preble. Preble's going to drive. Preble's going to take it off glass, and he'll score. Cale Preble with the layup after Pleasanton turned the ball over. Not really a steal as it went through the intended receiver's hands, and Cale Preble said thank you very much and just outran everybody for a layup. It's 6-2 here, Amherst. On the bounce on that far side is Axman. Axman's going to fade away, try a long two-pointer. It's no good. And coming down with the rebound is Eckhout. Eckhout kicks right side. Three-pointer here for Amherst, a little bit short. And the rebound going to be taken out by the Bulldogs again. It's Miller that pulled down the rebound, and they're going to slow it down with Axman. You don't see traditionally Pleasanton slow down the ball very much, but they don't necessarily want to run it with Amherst. Ball on the right side. Axman has it. Gives it here for Miller. Miller's going to kick it out for Echol. Echol stops at the free throw line. He's going to shoot. The jumper there is no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And I was getting tangled there. It was Cale Preble and Ryan Bush. And they're not going to call. Yeah, they are going to call a foul on Bush. Well, correction, they actually gave that to Cale Preble. Caleb Echol is going to be called for the foul. In any event, Amherst has the basketball. They bring in the offensive end. They're going to kick left side, throw it in the corner. Holden Eckhout works it down low. Back around the perimeter we go. Tobenheim will kick it out. Three-pointer in transition here for Amherst. That's no good. And the Broncos pull down another rebound. It's Axman after the rebound, kicking it up ahead here for Miller. Miller works the ball down low for Blakeck out. Blakeck's out shot is no good. Off the hands of the Broncos and out of bounds. Well, neither team shooting worth a darn here in the first quarter. It is 6-2. Entry pass down low. Got a lot of contact there. And Eckhout puts up a shot that's no good. Amherst pulls down the rebound. It's Preble to pull down the bound. They'll kick the ball up ahead here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger in the lane, gets it around. Now Hadwiger gets it back. He'll shoot a 16-foot jumper. That is no good. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds off the hands of Blake Eckhout. So minute six to go here, first quarter. It is still 6-2. Pleasanton trailing it, but they have to stay back on defense here. As triggering it in is going to be Cale Preble. And they'll toss the ball in here for Trey Taubenheim. It gives it off for Hadwiger. Hadwiger dumps it down low, posting up there is going to be Holdenek out, and Holdenek out will score. So nice little entry pass down low for Holdenek out, and it's eight straight points here for Amherst. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. On the bounce here is Axman. Axman gives it top of the circle for Pates. Pates back out here for Axman. Axman on the bounce. Axman driving, tough shot, no good. Rebound being tipped around. I have it being last touched by Amherst, and so do the officials. They're trying to get that rebound out of there, and I think it was off the hands of Preble. Ball is going to be inbounded in the lane here for Eckhout. Eckhout, little floater, no good. That's going to be short, and that'll be Amherst basketball. In the lane, trying to shoot over a couple of guys that had their hands up very high. Just kind of went up, missed the iron, and goes out of bounds. So 8-2, Amherst with the lead and the basketball as they bring across the timeline now with 22 seconds left. Trevor Adelung on the bounce. Taking his time. Now he'll get picked up a little bit there by Blake Eckhout. 12 seconds left. Still dribbling is Adelung. Adelung stops on that left side, kicks it top of the circle. Three-pointer here for Braden Eckhout, and Braden hits the three-pointer. Drains the three-pointer. 1 second left. They inbound it, and they're not going to be able to get the shot off as they finally get it in, but enough pressure being put on by Amherst with a desperation three, not even close. So Amherst scores the last 11 points of the first quarter, and they lead it 11-2 as we head to quarter number two right after this timeout.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton. Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Vail Event Center, the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, as Amherst with the last 11 points of the first quarter, and they lead it now 11-2. They held Pleasanton to only 2 points in the quarter. Little drive here by Trey Taubenheim, and Taubenheim, nice little floater, but it ends up being just tipped a little bit by Hunter Pates, and we'll give Pates credit for the block as Amherst missed the shot, and in the offensive end, they'll throw the ball down low here for Eckhout. Eckhout gives the ball back out for Pates, and the pass goes all the way through the lane and out of bounds. That'll be another Pleasanton turnover. Unofficially, Pleasanton so far turning the ball over six times compared to a couple for Amherst, and both of those came early on. Since then, Amherst has really taken better care of the ball. They missed some shots in a little interim stretch there, but now they're playing much better offensively. Driving is Adelung. Adelung, tough drive, hangs on the rim, shot no good. Rebound tipped out into his hands, and he'll reset the offense. Got a little bit of a break there. Okay, Brendan Eckhout, he's going to drive here. Shot no good, and rebounded by Pleasanton. So Pleasanton snags the bound. Amherst continues to be a little bit cold there as Echo ended the possession with the rebound and will give the ball to Axman. Axman off a screen, dribbles to that right side. He's picked up defensively by Tobenheim, and they'll get it back out here for Echo. Echo top of the circle for Pates. Pates finds a cutter. Driving through here is Axman. Axman with a strong drive. Gets it off the glass. It falls, and he'll head to the line for an and one. Good strong cut off of that screen, and Axman got the ball. Came right very tight off of that. Hit by Hadwiger as he put up the shot. And now he'll have a chance for the three-point play and is able to do it. So nice job there by Axman to finish the and one opportunity. And it's now 11-5. But then in transition, Trevor Adelong answers right back. He drains a three-pointer. So he hits the three, and Amherst now has a nine-point lead again at 14-5. On the bounce here is going to be Axman. Axman throws the top of the circle here for Echol. Echol working in against some pressure there by Preble. Passes on that left side. They're going to back in again. The shot by Axman. Up, no good. And rebounded. And on the run here is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim kicks it out. Driving is Braden Eckout, and Eckout's going to be fouled. 6:08 to go. Just the second foul of the ball game here on Pleasanton. And it'll be the first one against Brandon Axman. So inbounding the basketball here is going to be Braden Eckout. Holden Eckout checked in. He'll get the inbounds. And Holden will get the ball back to his older brother, Braden. And ball knocked out of bounds there. Good hands by Axman and out of bounds. And we got a timeout being taken by Pleasanton. 6:03 to go here in the second quarter. It's Amherst with a 14-5 lead. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. And we'll be back right after this timeout. Amherst leads.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales, and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're here at the Vero Event Center as we're trying to figure out who will be playing Wilcox Hildreth tomorrow for the conference championship. And so far, the number two seed looks like a likely candidate here because Amherst is leading the six-seeded Pleasanton Bulldogs by a score of 14-5. But Mitch Armour wants to kind of slow things down a little bit. He's kind of emphasized that a little bit to kind of slow it down. He's still having fun. He's smiling with the kids, not trying to make this a bigger moment than what it really is for a team that is 6-9 on the season. Still wants them to play kind of loose and believe in themselves. So Amherst will inbound the basketball here, and they'll have a little trouble getting it in, but Hadwiger gets the pass, and now will set a screen for Adelung as he passed the ball to him. Sets another screen for him, and they'll kick the ball right side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim looking on the inside, but will shoot a long two. That is up and no good. And another rebound here for Pleasanton. Rebounded that time by Ryan Bush, who checked in during that timeout. A little pressure being put on the ball here, but Axman's handling it okay. Adelung staying right with him. They'll give it here on the right side for Cale Miller. Miller, behind that three-point arc, throws the top of the circle here for Axman. Axman's going to drive all the way to the baseline, maybe a moving screen. Shots up, no good, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. So Pleasanton, again, struggling just a little bit in terms of shooting. So with the basketball, going to be Adelung. Adelung brings in the offensive end, and he'll throw it off on the right side here for Holden Eckout. Eckout gets the ball back after passing away. He'll fire a three-pointer. It's no good, and the rebound going to be taken out of there by Pates. Pates will give the ball up ahead here for Miller. Miller has it across the timeline. Miller's entry pass is going to be turned over. They've got numbers. On the run is Braden Eckhout. Eckhout will give it to Holden Eckhout, and the two Eckhouts had the ball loose between them, kind of, I don't want to say fought for it, but Amherst ends up taking an extra step as a result, and so the Broncos turn it over. So Pates will inbound, and they'll give it over for Miller. Miller trapped in the corner. He's in a lot of trouble, and a timeout being taken here by Pleasanton. 4:46 to go in the second quarter. Pleasanton going to take a quick 30-second timeout with 4:46 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's 14-5, 9-point lead for Amherst. We're back after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at the Viero Event Center. And the Bulldogs this time not facing as much pressure as they did just a few moments ago, so they are able to bring in the offensive end. Blake Eckhout will penetrate a little bit, kicks it back out here from Miller, and Miller with a little floater on that right side. Up and good. So Cale Miller hits the bucket, and in transition, they work the ball up very quickly, and a strong drive here up and in for Ty Hadwiger. So Hadwiger hits it in transition, and again, Amherst will answer right back. They'll run right back at you. Hunter Pates has it top of the circle. They work the ball now on the baseline. Backing in is Ryan Bush. Bush loses the ball, and I think it went off the shoe tips. It did. Braden Eckhout and out of bounds. So for Amherst, Trey Toppenheim going to check back into the ball game as Adelung get a little break here. Ball going to be inbounded on that left side for Axman. Axman's going to lob it on the right wing here for Pates. They'll skip it out over there for Miller. Miller bounce pass down low, stepping in there, knocking the ball loose is Preble. But it's picked up here by the Bulldogs, and the outlet pass is going to be knocked away. That probably worked out pretty well. Good work in there by Blake Eckhout to come up with the ball. Fortunate really for him that the outlet pass was knocked out of bounds. Otherwise, he'd probably been called for a three-second call there because they pinned him in the lane pretty effectively. Ball inbounded here for Axman. He'll give it off right side for Pates. Pates is going to fire a three-pointer. It's no good. And rebounded by Holden Eckhout. Eckhout brings in the offensive end. They cycle through. On the run here is Hadwiger. Hadwiger drives in hard, and he'll head to the line and have a couple of shots. So 3:38 to go here. Second quarter. It's 16-7. Third team foul being called against Pleasanton, and it'll be the first personal foul on Miller, and the free throw is no good. Hadwiger will have one more free throw here. Ty Hadwiger will try to make this a 10-point ball game. Coming up at halftime, we'll talk to Brent Heinrichs, head boys basketball coach at Wilcox Hildreth, and they'll play the winner of this game in the championship game tomorrow. Second free throw is no good. And rebounded by Pleasanton's Hunter Pates. So Pates pulls down the rebound. Long pass up ahead, nearly intercepted, but off the fingertips of Hadwiger and out of bounds. So the Dogs inbounding in here. Caleb Eckel on the baseline to toss it in. He'll slap the ball. Not a lot of movement on the inbounds. And he'll throw it to the left side, and it's going to be intercepted by Holden Eckhout. Pleasanton did not look very good there. Pass up ahead here for Trey Toppenheim. Toppenheim shot no good in transition. Rebounded by Holden Eckhout. Over to Adelung, who fires a three and hits a three. Trevor Adelung drains the three-pointer. And a nice offensive rebound by Holden Eckhout. And we're going to have a foul on the body, kind of a hand check foul whistled here against Amherst. And that'll be on Trey Toppenheim. That'll be his first. That's only the second foul as a team against Amherst. So 3:07 to go here in the second quarter, and it's a 12-point lead for Amherst. Ball inbounded for Pleasanton as Miller has it. Miller will dribble to the right side. Shut off there by Holden Eckhout. Pass in the lane. Nice catch there by Axman. And Axman will take it off glass. Axman will bank it in. That was a great catch there by Axman. That was the toughest work of that play. In the lane, ball loose. Eckhout picks it up, and Braden Eckhout, quick enough hands to hit about a six-foot jumper when he finally came up with it. 21-9. Amherst up by a dozen. Long pass up ahead here for Blake Eckhout. Blake will hand it off to Miller, and Miller will dribble. Now gives it to Eckel on that right side. Eckel takes it to the free throw line. Now dribbling with it here is Axman. Axman enters it in. Tough shot there by Blake Eckhout. No good. And rebounded out here for Braden. Braden's going to drive all the way in. Shot will not fall. And Pleasanton will bring it in the offensive end after the rebound by Brandon Axman. Axman on the bounce is going to be picked up on the right side here for Adelung. Entry pass down low. Great catch by Blake Eckhout, and Blake Eckhout's going to lay it up and in. They went for the steal. I don't know how Eckhout even saw that ball to catch it, but when he caught it, he was able to take it off the glass and scored easily. So top of the circle, Tobenheim. Now the work at left side, holding Eckhout. Tough shot. Up, no good. And rebounded by Miller. So Miller pulls down the rebound, and they're going to slow it down a little bit as Axman is working against Adelung. Has the dribble on that right side off of the screen. Open for three over there is Echo, and Echo will hit the three. Nice offensive look there for Pleasanton, and they cut the lead down to seven. They're down by a touchdown, 21-14, minute 22 to go. On the dribble, Tobenheim will give it right side for Braden Eckhout. Ball knocked loose, and it's going to be an Amherst turnover. And the Bulldogs will have to slow it down a little bit. Did not have numbers. And Axman will bring in the offensive end. Behind the back dribble here is going to be Axman. Axman gets a little screen, thought about a three, but now he'll drive. He'll take it off glass. He'll be going to the line as he drew the body contact. And Braden Eckhout just kind of pats him on the back, saying that was a pretty good move there, bud. He's the one that's called for the foul. And so Axman drew the foul, will be shooting two free throws, and the first one is no good. Exactly a minute to play here in the second quarter, and it's 21-14, seven-point lead for Amherst. They make a substitution as Ty Handwiger checks back in. Second free throw coming up here for Brendan Axman, and that one is good. So the ball inbounded here for Trey Tobenheim, and Tobenheim will bring it across as they direct traffic a little bit. They'll kind of cross over. Backdoor cut, giving it for Eckhout, and Eckhout will score easily. Braden Eckhout getting a great bounce pass with that little V cut there. He snuck in the back door, and the lead is now eight. 36 seconds to go. Right wing with the basketball is Echo. Echo gets it in the lane to Miller, and Miller, a nice little one-handed runner, is good. Caught the ball at the free throw line, but on his way to the basket and was able to hit about a seven-footer. Hard screen set, but across the timeline is going to come Adelung. Adelung bounce pass down low, saved by the Bulldogs, and then thrown off of Holdenek out. Good work there by Axman to force the Amherst turnover. Axman knocked the ball loose, was going out of bounds, and was able to throw it off of Holdenek out. 16 seconds to go before the end of the second quarter. Pressure being put on here by Amherst, and they're playing a little keep away. With it is Echol. He brings it across the timeline, has to stop. 6 seconds left. Gets it for Axman. Axman gets a little screen. Will shoot a three that's blocked by Adelung, and then a three-pointer the other way by Eckhout. That one is no good. So Adelung will give him credit for a block. Amherst tries the desperation three. So does Pleasanton, as they have their three-pointer blocked and will head to the locker rooms. It's a six-point lead here for Amherst. They lead it 23-17. We'll take a quick break when we come back to Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll talk about the championship matchup with Wilcox Hildreth head coach Brent Heinrichs. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to the Vero Event Center. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're at halftime, where Amherst has a 23-17 lead over Pleasanton. Earlier today, it took overtime, but a 12-point win, 53-41 for Wilcox Hildreth over Elm Creek. And kind enough to join us to talk about it is Brent Heinrichs, head coach at Wilcox Hildreth. And first of all, congratulations being in the finals, man.
Thanks so much, Randy. Appreciate it. Hard-fought game, but we're thrilled to be here.
And you pitched a shutout in that overtime. I mean, we can talk about a lot of things, but that's probably, if you don't let the other team score in overtime, you're going to win a basketball game, aren't you?
Yeah, and we played good defense right down the stretch there, and then it carried over in the overtime. So, you know, we were fortunate because we played so poorly offensively in the first half that we were still a part of that game at halftime, and we're able to make enough plays to get that thing into overtime.
That first quarter started with a very strange, you know, first quarter score. I did not anticipate Elm Creek would have a 5-3 lead over Wilcox Hildreth after the first quarter.
Yeah, you know, being in a hockey rink here, I thought we were going to win 3-2 in a shootout, or maybe the other way around. So, you know, we were soft with the basketball. We didn't pass well. We didn't receive well. We didn't, try to seal our guys properly. We just played extremely soft, I thought, in the first half. We talked about that. But we did do a pretty good job of not letting Crowley get to the front of the rim, except for a few occasions. He's a wonderful player. And, you know, that kind of kept us in the game. And fortunately, we were able to make enough plays down the stretch.
And what they were really trying to do was try to get in the lane, try to attack. Thornabar had a nice start to the game, did a lot of damage in that first half. And he kind of played the part that Crowley often does.
I tell you what, that Thornabar kid, just a sophomore, we played him early in the year, and then I saw him play the other night against Elwood. And then again tonight, has come a long way. He's a fine young player, very athletic, and he can get to the front of the rim extremely well. So, yes, he did a good job, showed a lot of savvy for his sophomore, and then they got two of them guys that can drive like that. So, you know, they're a handful. Tanner's always got that team playing fundamentally sound. We thought we had some mismatches on some of their size, but they do such a good job of covering up, we had a hard time getting the connection or getting them sealed. So, you know, they made it difficult on us, and we were very fortunate to come out in the winner's circle.
Now, obviously, Crowley is going to attack the paint. Thornabar was going in there a lot, but I really thought Tristan Farley – maybe not a lot of things didn't show up on the stat sheet, not necessarily a ton of blocks, but he altered a lot of shots.
He was, and he was a presence in there, and you know, he didn't leave his feet till he was sure that it was out of their hands. More times than not, we've been working on that, where we didn't want him to leave his feet and then give up that good rebounding position, because he's, you know, he's our best rebounder. So yeah, he did a nice job of helping out and playing off his guy when he had to help on those drives.
And Matt finished with 16 points and big free throws down the stretch. That's obviously very important.
Yeah, you know, he's a very good foul shooter, and we were glad we were able to get him the ball down there to get fouled late. You know, and, you know, we got a little stronger towards the end of the game at securing the ball and making better passes. And you know, soft play is not going to get you in championship games. So we're happy. We're thrilled to be there.
All right. Well, congratulations. Best of luck for you tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
All right, Brent, appreciate the time. Brent Heinrichs, head boys basketball coach at Wilcox Hildreth. They pick it up a nice win here, 53-41 in overtime. And kind enough to join us as well is Tanner Cavity, head coach for the Buffaloes. And, you know, that's a tough one. You guys led much of the game, but in overtime, just really couldn't get anything going offensively.
No, and Wilcox has a lot to do with that. They're a very good defensive team. Brent does a good job with them. And, you know, we just couldn't get quite into a flow. And, you know, Wilcox made a couple plays, and that was the difference in the game.
And it seemed like after they got a little lead on you in that overtime, they kind of had to shoot a few more three-pointers out there to try to come back, because the time was not on your side when they finally did take about a 6-8-point lead on you.
Yeah, and, you know, we put ourselves in that position. We made some, you know, critical mistakes in the fourth quarter where probably the game doesn't go into overtime. And, you know, you got to give credit to Wilcox. They really battled back. And we just made some huge mistakes in that fourth quarter that dictated the game. And then that led to the fourth quarter where they had some momentum, and then they carried that into the fourth quarter and earned the overtime and won the game.
And because you guys had that lead heading into the fourth and then pushed it out a little bit, but then there was a stretch there where a couple of turnovers turned into a couple of buckets, and then once you lost the lead, the momentum followed Wilcox Hildreth as well.
Yeah, and that was the game right there. We had a couple chances where we could extend the lead or maybe run a little clock, and we didn't. I think we had a turnover, and then they went down and hit a three. And then they got some momentum, made a little bit of a run. And we got our freshmen and two sophomores out there a lot. And, you know, there's going to be some mistakes from time to time. And, you know, if we would have hit a couple more shots, I think in the first half that we had some point-blank shots we missed, you know, that lead's a little bit bigger. But, you know, that's life. That happens. And, you know, I love my bunch to death, and we'll get better from it.
Well, and I was talking with Brent. I did not anticipate our score at the end of the first quarter would be 5-3, but that's indicative of the kind of defense both teams can throw at each other.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a different place to play. The background's a little bit different, and I don't want to say it affects your shot, but maybe it affects your mentality a little bit. And we're lucky in our conference. This is an awesome event that we get to do this for our kids, and we're very fortunate. But you know what? We had some point-blank shots. We missed them, and, you know, that dictated the game a lot.
Yeah, well, and we'll see you tomorrow in the consolation game, and wish you best luck, Tanner.
Appreciate the time.
Mm-hmm. Tanner Cavaney, head boys basketball coach at Elm Creek, as they fall in overtime to Wilcox Hildreth, 53-41. We're at halftime here, 23-17, a six-point lead at the moment for Amherst over Pleasanton. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at our halftime numbers in this game right after this timeout.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
23-17, Amherst has the lead here at halftime in the Viero Event Center. And being led by Pleasanton is Brandon Axman. He's got 6 points. Cale Miller has four. Blake Eck out with four. And Caleb Eckel with 3 points at intermission. Meanwhile, for Amherst, as we mentioned, they lead at 23-17. And so far for them, 9 points for Braden Eck out. He's leading the way. But Trevor Adelong, he has eight. Holden Eck out with two. Cale Preble with two. Ty Hadwiger with 2 points here in the first half as well. 31% shooting for Amherst here in the first half. Meanwhile, Pleasanton shooting the basketball. It helps if I hit the right button here. Pleasanton shooting the basketball here in the ball game. They are 7 of 24, so they're about 31% here in the ball game. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Pleasanton has possession of the basketball first to start the second half, and Caleb Echo will toss it in, and immediately Trevor Allong will put pressure on Axman, who brings it in the offensive end. Both teams going with their starters, and we'll get those for you here in just a moment. Miller has it in the lane, is going to kick the ball back out here for Axman. Axman jumper on that right side, shot's a little bit short. It goes out of bounds, but it was last touch by Amherst. It went off the hands of Hadwiger. It's Adelung, Tobenheim, Eckhout, Preble, and Hadwiger for Amherst. For Pleasanton, Miller, Eckhout, Axman, Eckel, and Pates. Ball inbounded for Axman. Axman weaves through traffic, tries a tough left-handed layup, no good, and Eckhout will pull down the rebound. Nice look there for Pleasanton, but the shot, no good, and Eckhout will dribble it all the way down into the lane, give the ball back out here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger puts up the shot, no good, and Pates will pull down the defensive rebound. Both teams have had a shot about 4 feet away. Both shots were contested, and neither one of them went in. Axman brings it in the offensive end, and he's able to lay it up and in. He kind of knifed through there, and in transition, Braden Eckhout trying to answer back. He had it knocked away by Axman and out of bounds. Axman, wow, that's great hustle. He scored on one end and got the block out of bounds on the other. So Amherst missed the shot there as it was swatted away, and Braden Eckhout's going to inbound the basketball. And they'll just lob the ball out here as they work it around the perimeter to Tobenheim. Adelung on the bounce. Adelung gets a screen, takes it to the right side. He's going to kick it out. Eckhout's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Braden Eckhout will drain the three-pointer, and he now has 12 in the ball game. Pass down low, going to be knocked away by Eckhout. And we got a foul as the ball was picked up by Eckel, and Eckel was inadvertently pushed to the ground by Trey Tobenheim, who also helps him back up. So that'll be the second foul here on Tobenheim. And one thing we notice about both these two teams, not only do they play tough defense, they'll knock you down. Don't make any mistake about it. They'll knock you down, but they're going to pick you back up, too. Great sportsman. Left side, Miller. He's going to try a three-pointer. Not as successful as he had against Axtell as it's off the mark. Adelung pulls down the rebound, and they'll kick it up ahead here. Hadwiger in the lane. A little jump stop. Got the defender in the air, waiting for him to land, and then rolled it in. 28-19. Nine-point lead right now for Amherst. And the Bulldogs facing that full court pressure as Eckel had a little trouble. Turned it over. Coming up with a loose ball is Tobenheim. And Tobenheim, after making the steal, makes the layup. And the Bulldogs will face just a little bit more pressure here. Eckel working against some pressure by Preble. Brings it in the offensive end. 5 second count going on. And Eckel is going to throw it away. It goes down here into the backcourt. And Amherst is going to track it down as it goes out of bounds. That'll be another Pleasanton turnover. As Braden Eckhout, great hustle to come around the press row here. And he's a lot quicker than I am in terms of trying to track down that ball. Adelung will bring in the offensive end. Dribbles behind his back in the lane. Little ball fake. Got the defenders in the air. Kicks left side. Eckhout. He'll stop at the elbow. Tobenheim will work it around. Now jump stop in the lane. Turnaround jumper by Hadwiger. That's no good. And the rebound going to be tipped out here to Miller. Miller pulls down the defensive rebound after Amherst couldn't get the shot to fall. And they'll reset things here as Miller will bring in the offensive end. He's working against Eckhout. Kicks it back out for Axman. Axman on the bounce will drive. Scoop off glass. No good. Offensive rebound. And then falling down with it is Pates. Pates had the offensive rebound, but then he turned the ball over. As when he landed, he ended up having his feet a little bit too far in front of him, and he fell backwards. So Holden Eckhout will check into the ball game and will inbound it to Adelung here with 5:16 to go in the third quarter. 30-19, an 11-point lead for Amherst, and the Broncos have the basketball. High pick and roll here. Adelung's going to drive all the way in, missed the shot, and it's going to be rebounded by Blake Eckhout. So he gets the defensive rebound. And on the baseline here is going to be Miller. Miller loses the ball. Had a shot blocked is what it turned out to be here. And it's going to be picked up by Amherst. They are on the run as Adelung came up with the defensive rebound. And he'll drive in underneath and will go to the free throw line as he was hit by Blake Eckhout. So a couple of free throws coming up here. And Adelung is going to shoot two. And the first one is up and good. So 31-19, a 12-point lead right now for Amherst, the number two seed and undefeated in the conference. Their only loss of the season came in their own holiday tournament against North Platte St. Pat's. The second free throw is no good. And a rebound there by Pleasanton's Cale Miller. Miller, obviously, the hero of their game, hitting that three-pointer at the buzzer. He drives here, dishes in underneath, and Blake Eckhout will get an easy bucket. Nice drive there by Miller. And that bounce pass through the lane set up Eckhout for an easy bucket. So Adelung has it, and the ball is knocked loose. I think it was last touched by the Bulldogs. It was, as Miller tried to save it. Good hands by Axman, who knocked the ball loose. Miller tried to save it, but he stepped on the baseline when he was trying to save it, so it was out of bounds at that point. Braden Eckhout's going to inbound it. Hits it for Preble. Preble gives it back out to Eckhout on that left side. He still has his dribble. He'll give it top of the circle here for Adelung with 4:15 to go. Adelung off of the screen. Now gives it left side for Hadwiger, who will kick the ball back out for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout will drive, float in the lane, gets the shot to fall, and now will head to the line as he'll try the and one. Coming off that screen, driving in there. There were three Bulldogs in fairly good position, but Pates is the one that gave up a little bit of that position, trying for the block, and he'll give up the foul. And an opportunity here for Eckhout to finish off the three-point play, and he does. So he'll stroke in the free throw, and we got a timeout with 4:09 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 34-21, a 13-point lead for Amherst. They call the timeout. We're back after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
And welcome back here. Amherst with a 13-point lead against Pleasanton. Cale Miller will get the ball inbounded to him. He'll kick it out for Axman. Dangerous pass, but Pates is able to track it down. He'll kick it up ahead here to Miller across the timeline, getting it out to Axman. And Axman's going to be picked up there by Holden Eckhout, who checked in during the timeout. Axman with the dribble on that right side. Right now, Amherst going man-to-man. And on the dribble here is Miller. And Miller, on his way to the basket, is fouled. And they're going to say he was in the act of shooting. So Miller attacking here is going to be fouled by Ty Hadwiger. That's going to be his second foul. So Miller shooting two, and the free throw rolls around and is good. So he makes the first one to make it 34-22. And makes the second one. So that'll cut the lead down to 11. On the run is Adelung. Little V cut there with the dribble, and he'll get the ball over to Holden Eckhout. Holden gets it inside for Hadwiger, who's going to kick it out for Braden. Braden Eckhout off screen will try a 15-foot jumper, no good, and the rebound going to be tipped out to Axman. Axman pulls down the rebound, and here come the Bulldogs in the offensive end. They'll kick it back out here to Pates. Top of the circle, they'll give it for Axman. Axman will direct traffic here. It's play number two, whatever that is, and he'll dribble on the right side, giving it to Pates. Pates pressured there by Hadwiger, so he'll get the ball back out here for Axman. Axman dribbles behind his back, stops at the free throw line. That's a tough two-pointer that is no good, and the long rebound by Adelung. Adelung is on the run. Adelung will take it all the way in and lay it up with that left hand. They never shut him off, and he's able to get the layup on the other end of the court. So Adelung able to outrun everybody after getting the rebound, and Miller will bring in the offensive end. He's working to get some pressure here by Hadwiger. Dribbles, gets it down low. Nice pass to the inside. And off glass, the bucket's good for Ryan Bush. So Eckhout will give the ball off to Hadwiger. Hadwiger will ball fake, got the defender in the air, got the body contact, and now we'll head to the line. And again, just a nice little catch down low by Hadwiger. That little ball fake got the a couple of defenders in the air, actually. Waited for them to come down, leaned into them. And he'll go to the free throw line after the foul is called on Bush here. That's going to be his first. So the free throw for Hadwiger is no good. Winner will play Wilcox Hildreth tomorrow. Wilcox Hildreth, their only loss of the season came to Axtell earlier in the year. The only loss for Amherst so far this season came out of conference when they lost it to North Platte St. Pat's in their own holiday tournament. Second free throw was good, so a 12-point Amherst lead. And the ball is going to be knocked away by Adelung. Pressure being put on there. Bulldogs will maintain the possession here, but just indicative of just how difficult it's been for them to face this pressure by Amherst. They'll set a couple of mutual screens for each other, and Miller will get the inbounds. Pass goes through the hands of Caleb Echol, who's able to track it down, give it back out to Miller, and now Miller in the offensive end. He'll scoop it off on that right side for Axman, who gets it in the lane for Eckout. Blake Eckout, tough shot, no good, and it's going to be missed and then rebounded by Holden Eckout. So Holden will get the ball, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Off of a screen there, left wing with the dribble is Trey Tobenheim. He'll dribble to the free throw line. His jumper is no good, and rebound taken out by Pleasanton. Bulldogs on the run, knifing through here is Axman. Axman lost the basketball, and Hadwiger is able to pull down the basketball as they lost it. And now we're going to have a reach being called here on Blake Eckout. That is going to be his first foul. So Pleasanton really did not get a very good look to the basket. A lot of times when they're putting up shots, they are not squared up to the hoop at all. They have a hip turn to it. They don't have the shoulders turned to it, and they just have not had a lot of great looks because of the pressure being put on here by Amherst. So the Amherst defense has really cut into Pleasanton shooting here in the ballgame. They're 10 of 35, and I'm not so sure that Pleasanton's even that good in terms of shooting percentage. Three-pointer on that left side. Draining it is going to be Braden Eckout. Braden Eckout just got the ball off of a screen on that left side. Drains it for a 15-point lead. Pressure here for Amherst. Pleasanton breaks it. Pass up ahead for Blake Eckout, and he'll take it off glass. Good bucket there. So they answer right back. Here comes Eckout in the lane. Nice pass down low. Shot's going to be off glass, but Preble will not fall. And rebounded out of there. Quickly up ahead, they get it out to Eckout. Blake Eckout on the other side has his shot blocked. Long rebound, tipped out, running here is Eckout, and Braden will lay it up and in. So both teams running right back at each other. And Amherst is able to pick up some work and get the rebound and run the other end. So here comes Braden Eckout, dribbles behind his back, and Adelung is going to be called for the foul. And that'll slow things down here a little bit with 47 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 42-27. 15-point lead for Amherst, and the pace definitely has picked up. It's now only three fouls being whistled on Amherst here in the second half. Pleasanton's been called for four, and across the timeline is Axman. Axman on the drive, runs into the defender, and they're going to call a foul on Amherst here. And that's going to be on Holden Eckout. That'll be his first. But that draws the two free throws here for Brendan Axman. Axman with 8 points in the game. Make it now nine as he makes the first two free throws. And Axman now has 10 points in the ball game as he makes both free throws. It's now 42-29. He'll come out of the ball game for a little breather here with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Holden Eckout will inbound the ball. And slowly, Trey Tobenheim will walk it across the timeline. Brings it across with 31 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gives it for Holden Eckout. Eckout passed down low. And Hadwiger makes the catch and then gets fouled. Hadwiger juggled it just a little bit, but when he finally caught, didn't move his feet, so there was no travel there. When he finally came up with it, went up strong. The defender went for the block, and Hunter Pates got the arm, and so he commits the foul, and a couple of free throws coming up for Hadwiger, and the first one is back the iron and no good. Well, free throw shooting for Amherst hasn't been very good. They are 3 of 8 here in the game. Where Pleasanton is 6 of 7. They just haven't got there enough. Second free throw, no good, so he misses both of them. And the Dogs snag the rebound out of there as Bush pulls down another rebound. Ball knocked down on that other side. They ran into each other, and the back official, I think, is going to call a foul here. And they're discussing it. It will be a foul against Amherst. So Pleasanton will maintain the possession here. That's just going to be the first on Cale Preble. So with 15 seconds to go, Bulldogs will inbound the basketball. And they get it off on that left side for Miller. Jumper rolls around, no good. And the rebound tied up and momentarily and then ripped out of there by Caleb Echo. And Echo will make the putback. So 1 second left, right side. Eckhout's going to put up a three. Maybe a little bit of the ball block there, but that will do it as the ball is off the mark. And we'll head to the fourth quarter. A little mini run there for Pleasanton, getting them a little bit of momentum, but they still trail it 42-31 as we'll head to the fourth quarter right after this.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. The Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Amherst has the lead and the basketball. They're going to enter it in down low, in underneath, and Braden Eckhout's going to head to the free throw line. They got it to him immediately. He was in attack mode, got the foul, and now we'll head to the free throw line after Axman's second personal foul. So Eckhout shooting two here, and the free throw is a little bit short. So score remains 42-31. By the way, the Kearney Catholic girls lead Ord 34-17 on our sister station. Class gets 98.9. They're nearing the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic comfortably ahead in the Lupi Conference semifinals. Second free throw by Eckhout is up and good. So lead back out to a dozen. And on the bounce here is going to be Axman. Axman gets it to the elbow here for Blake Eckhout. Hand off to Brian and Axman. Axman's going to drive, and that'll get him to the free throw line. That's really kind of the aggression that Pleasanton has to use here. They have to have the attack mode kind of idea here. They've got nothing to lose, and they need to really take better care of the ball and just come right at Amherst here. The free throw is up and good for Axman, and so he makes the first of two free throws. What's really hurt them, they've out-rebounded Amherst, but unfortunately, they've been a little timid with the basketball and haven't really been able to handle this pressure in terms of getting a good shot. Both free throws are good, and driving here is Adelung. Adelung is going to help work it back around the perimeter here for Eckhout. Eckhout gets a screen, stops at the elbow, and will kick the ball off on the right side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim enters it in, and Hadwiger's shot is no good. Rebounded by Pates. So Pates pulls down the defensive rebound after the miss, and they're going to go and attack. Good idea. Miller, he missed the shot, though, as it was partially deflected. Loose ball picked up by Preble. Preble's going to lead the break. He's going to drive, and he's going to score. And my apologies, it was number 20, not number 30, Tobenheim, that had that strong drive, and he got the bucket and the foul. So he drives all the way in, now has a chance to finish off the three-point play with 7:09 to go, and the free throw is a little bit short. And it's going to be rebounded there by Eckhout. So Eckhout with the rebound, gives it to Axman. They'll kick right side. Miller's going to fire the three, bounces around. It's no good. And rebound out to Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim will just kind of dribble around, let traffic clear. He's the last man across the timeline. He'll hand the ball off for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout on that left side, back out for Tobenheim. Tobenheim drives, dishes in underneath. That bucket's good for Cale Preble. Great unselfish ball movement there for Amherst as they push the lead out to 14. 47-33. Still time left here for Pleasanton. Pates on that right side is going to kick it back out for Axman. And Axman works on that right side, runs into Adelung. Ball loose. It's rolling around, and we're going to have a foul called with 6:22 to go. And that's going to be now. Both teams are in a bonus from this point on. And to the free throw line is going to be Braden Eckhout. He'll have the front end of a 1-and-1. As the foul going to be called here on Axman. That's going to be his third. So Eckhout to the line for the front end of a 1-and-1. And it is good. So he makes that one. That'll earn him the bonus. And we've got a timeout being taken here by Pleasanton. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 6:22 to go here in the fourth quarter. 48-33. The lead belongs to Amherst. We're back right after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work. So trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Really trying to weather the storm here against Pleasanton and get themselves better as a result of it. And probably winning this basketball game, I don't want to say is in the bank here with a little bit over 6 minutes left, but with a 15-point lead. Their goal here is to work on a few things, and one of the things I think they really want to work on is rebounding. They're currently being out-rebounded by 10 here by Pleasanton in the ball game. So that is our Seeds to Success brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds to Success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Second free throw coming up here for Eckhout, and he strokes that one in as well. Brendan Eckhout now has 14 points in the ball game with 6:22 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 49-33, a 16-point lead for Amherst. So Eckhout makes both free throws. And Amherst very much in control here. A little drive, shot up, no good. And rebounded down there by Adelung. Three-pointer tipped around, and Eckhout is able to track it down. Gets that offensive rebound after the miss, and they'll work it back around the perimeter here. Eckhout tries the three-pointer, no good. And Hadwiger with the tip-in right there, so he'll make the putback. And a long ball tipped out. And going for a little tour here, jumping over the table is Cale Preble. And I'm glad that angle worked the way that it did. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's safe. There you go. So on the bounce here, the ball back into the hands of Axman. Axman facing some pressure there by Adelon. Still has the dribble, nearly stolen away by Adelung, but he's able to get it in for Miller, and they'll kick the ball back out here for Axman. Axman's going to dribble that right side baseline jumper. Hits the front of the rim, but nice shooter's touch. It goes in, and it's now 51-35, about 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Hadwiger in the lane, gets the ball down low, holding neck out, jumper is up, no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. And there's going to be a foul called, so we'll walk to the other end of the court. So foul being called, and as a result of that, it'll be Cale Miller going to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-and-1, as Trey Tobenheim is going to be called for the foul. And the free throw is short. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Miller, they say. So the front end of the 1-and-1, no good. And a team rebound here for Amherst. leads it 51-35. And on the dribble, here is Adelung. Adelung kicks off left side. Driving is Hadwiger. Hadwiger's going to slow it down, give it to Taubenheim. And kicked out for Hadwiger. Hadwiger's going to try a three. No good. And Pates pulls down the defensive rebound. So dribbling on that right side is Axman. Axman lost the ball, but Blake Eckhout picks it up. Then he has it stolen away. Coming out of there with it is going to be Eckhout. Eckhout's going to drive. He's fouled, and he'll go and shoot a couple. So 4:12 to go, 16-point lead. And Eckhout has his hands on his hips, obviously very gassed, but he'll have two free throws coming up here. After the foul was called on Miller, and that's going to be the second on Miller. Eckhout's free throw, in and out, and then back out. Rattled in and out and hit the glass, but it just kind of came out of there at a funny angle, so it didn't go back in. And so Eckhout misses that. I am with 23 points in the ball game. I'll have one more free throw coming up here. 4:12 to go in regulation. 51-35, and the second free throw is also no good. And we've got a lane violation. So a redo here for Eckhout. So Eckhout will have one more free throw. Kind of the old NBA rule, three to make two. And this one's good. Axman facing some pressure in the offensive end. He'll dump it down low. And the ball is loose, but Ryan Bush is able to take it high off the glass. Nice little jumper there by Bush in traffic. So driving, going to be Adelung. Adelung tough, a little runner there. Shot's no good. And rebound taken out by Pates. Pates gives the ball off, and they'll drive. Jumper in transition, Pleasanton, no good. Long rebound out to Adelung. Adelung's going to lead the break, try it out that left-handed layup, no good. Rebound going to be ripped out of there by Bush as Bush snags the defensive rebound after the Amherst miss. They're going to slow it down a little bit, but they can't slow it down a lot because they need points here. Axman will throw it on that left side, and Pleasanton has just turned the ball over. Well, that's pretty been a tough day here. And a long rebound kicked up ahead. Nice pass up for the big guy, Braden Eckhout. And Eckhout jump stop down low. He's able to take it in off the glass. And it's now 54-37. Another timeout for Pleasanton with 3:07 to go in the ballgame. They lead it by 17. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. And again, it's been a tough game. I mean, it's just been a lot of work here for Pleasanton as they keep battling. You know, they're going right at them. And unfortunately, it just hasn't been enough from their perspective. But Amherst has looked pretty good. They have really done the things that they like to do and being very, very aggressive. And inbound the ball here for the Bulldogs is going to be Caleb Echol. Echol will get it in here for Axman. Axman and Echol just playing catch with it. A little penetration here by Axman. They'll kick left side. Miller will fire a three, and he hits a three. Nice little stroke there in the corner for Axman. Cuts the lead down to a dozen, and right back at him comes Preble. Preble gets a long outlap pass, and he'll score. And down the sideline, turning the ball over after making the steal was Trevor Adelung. Adelung stepped in there, made the steal, and then stepped on the sideline. So really won't say that Pleasanton turned it over because Adelung just didn't have enough room to do anything with it. So Adelung will put a little pressure on the dribble here as Axman brings in the offensive end. Axman on the bounce. Will kick the ball off right side. And a little runner in the lane is up and good. Nice little shot there by Ryan Bush as Bush hits the shot. And Adelung will dribble in the offensive end. They'll give it between the circles here for Trey Taubenheim. Taubenheim has it with 2:16 to go. 56-42, 14-point lead. Eck out on that right side. Gets Axman out of position. Drives, but Axman gets the ball back. He tipped it away, so Amherst turns it over. Nice job staying with it there by Brandon Axman, who brings in the offensive end now. And he'll throw it on that right side. And backing in, we've got a foul called. Backing in there was Bush. And it's Bush who's going to be going to the free throw line here. And that's going to be another foul here on Trey Taubenheim. That's going to be his fourth. And he's going to stay out there. He started running off, but it's Preble that's going to be coming off. As coming in for him is going to be Hadwiger. So free throw here, rolls around and is no good. So Pleasanton misses the free throw. So bouncing as they get it around here is going to be Taubenheim. Taubenheim between the circles gives it to Eckout. Eckout stops at the free throw line and we'll give it off here for Taubenheim. We're going to have a little reach here and Taubenheim will be heading to the free throw line as he was held. So spending some time at the line here is going to be Trey Taubenheim. He misses the first of two free throws. Score remains 56-42. And the second free throw in and out. No good. And rebound ripped out of there by Bush. So Bush snags the bound. He's been a pretty good force out there. Long three-pointer by Miller, no good. Rebounded, taken out by Taubenheim. So Taubenheim ends the possession after Pleasanton couldn't hit the three. And they'll skip it off left side, down low, getting the ball. And then having a block was Hadwiger. But the outlet pass is going to be knocked away as Hadwiger tried to get the ball back. Shot was blocked by Eckel. So Eckel with a nice little block there. Amherst couldn't get the shot to go. And now Miller will bring in the offensive end. Miller drives, jump stop, loses the ball, and there's going to be a foul call down there as he drew the body contact, so he's going to go line and shoot a couple. So a comfortable lead here at 56-42 with a minute six to go. And they're taking their time here because that was the fifth foul that was called on Trey Taubenheim. So they're going to just give everybody a little bit of a breather. So his day's done with a minute six to go, 56-42. It'll be second-seeded Amherst taking on top-seeded Wilcox Hildreth for the championship tomorrow. Cale Miller at the free throw line shooting two, makes the first one. Now make it a 13-point ball game. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk with both head coaches at the conclusion of the game. Second free throw is a little bit short. Rebound being fought for, and sticking with it is going to be Echo, who pulls down the defense, the rebound. And now we're going to have a little hand check foul that will send Axman to the free throw line. Axman didn't have complete control of the ball, and they were trying to get it away from him, and that count's going to be called for his second foul as he got him on the arm. And the free throw rolls around and is good for Axman. So Axman makes the first of what are now two free throws. Both teams are in the double bonus with the final minute here. Second free throw is short. And great work there, pulling down the rebound by Pleasanton. They'll kick it out, three-pointer. Good for Axman. Axman drained the three after Bush got the offensive rebound. And we've got a timeout. 51.2 to go. It's a nine-point ball game, 56-49, as they call the foul here. They were inbounding it to Adelong, and they kind of hold Adelong just as the ball was getting inbounded. So he'll go line, and he's going to shoot a couple. That'll stop the clock, and the free throw is up and good. I thought when they blew the whistle, Pleasanton was asking for the timeout, but Amherst just not waiting for anything to happen. They inbounded the ball immediately, so they didn't get the timeout. Second free throw is up and good, so he makes both of them. And it's 58-47, and we've got contact here on the long pass as the foul is going to be called on Axman as he's going to make call for the charge. Adelong had great defensive position there. They ran into him, and Adelong will draw the charge by Brandon Axman. That charge came on a long pass. Don't often see that, but I think it was the right call. And now in the intentional foul here by Blake Eck out. He'll commit the foul. And again, Pleasanton's trying to extend the game as much as possible. It's 44.4 to go. And Braden Eck out will go back to the free throw line. Again, he'll shoot two. And the free throw here is short. Eck out with 26 in the game. Trevor Adelong has 13. There's 39 of the 58 points for Amherst. And Brendan Axman has 20 for the Bulldogs. Second free throw is up and good for Eck out. And Eckel in the offensive end. Going to give the ball off. Kick back out here for Miller. Miller thought about the three. 33 seconds to go. Off the screen, Axman has it. Axman right there with him is Preble. We'll give it off right side for Miller. Miller has a shot blocked by Holden Eck out, and the ball goes out of bounds. And a timeout for Pleasanton with 24.9 to go. They trail at 59-47. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 25 seconds to go in this one as Amherst has a 59-47 lead over Pleasanton. And they're going to inbound the basketball in for Blake Eck out. He'll give it off to Miller. Gives it off on the right side for Axman. Axman had his three-pointer blocked, and we've got a foul here. As again, a fairly hard foul, but no ill intent. And guys with white jerseys up and guys with red jerseys up and vice versa. So both teams cool, calm, and collected about this. The free throw is going to be occupied by Braden Eck out. He was fouled by Miller. That's his fourth foul, and Eckout will hit the free throw. And that'll make it now 60-47 with 16 seconds to go. Hunter Pates checks back into the ballgame. And Eckout's second free throw is up and good. Braden Eckout, 29 in the game. And the ball inbounded here for Caleb Eckel. Eckel will bring it across the timeline. 10 seconds left. Eckel, little ball fake. He's going to skip it off on that right side. Three-pointer for Pates. In and out, no good. And offensive rebound. Bucket will go here for Blake Eckout. And Blake Eckout will make the putback. And they won't even inbound the ball. They don't need to. As Amherst will hold on here. 61-49 over Pleasanton. As they'll advance to the conference championship game tomorrow at 8 o'clock where they'll take on Wilcox over. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll start taking a look at the numbers and hopefully have a chance to talk with both head coaches here on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball as well as the NBA on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton. Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. A final 61-49, a 12-point win here for Amherst, who will now play for the conference championship tomorrow, as they'll be taking on Wilcox-Hildreth. Wilcox-Hildreth earlier with a win in overtime, 53-41. Over Elm Creek. Let's check the numbers here for Pleasanton. Leading the way for them was Brandon Axman. He finished with 20 in the game. Cale Miller had 10. Blake Eckout with 8. Ryan Bush off the bench had 6. Caleb Echo with 5 in the game. In terms of rebounding, Hunter Pates led the way with 7. 6 for Axman. 6 also for Eckout. 6 for Echo. And 5 each for Miller and Ryan Bush in the ball game. Meanwhile, as we check the numbers for Amherst, advancing with a 61-49 win. Huge game. Unofficially had Brayton Eckout with 29 points in the ball game. Trevor Adelung with 13. Ty Hadwiger had 7. Cale Preble with 6. Trey Tobenheim with 4. And Holden Eckout with a couple of rebounds as well. Leading rebounder was Adelung with 5. Brayton Eckout had 3, Tobenheim had 3, Holden Eckout also with 3, Hadwiger 2, and Cale Preble with 1. Amherst unofficially was 20 of 60 from the field, so they shot about 38% unofficially. I have them for here in the ballgame. Meanwhile, Pleasanton struggled a little bit in terms of shooting the ball. They didn't shoot near as well. They were 17 of 56. They shot right at 30% in the ball game. And turnovers, a little bit of a factor as well. Pleasanton turned the ball over 14 times compared to only 6 for Amherst. And Amherst wins this one 61-49. Some other scores for you in the girls' Luplat Conference. Kearney Catholic appears to be ready to take on Centura. Kearney Catholic over Ord, 73-39 in girls' action to advance to the championship game tomorrow. Centura, at last report, was up 10 on St. Paul in the fourth quarter. The championship on the boys' side will be Adams Central taking on Ord. The Patriots on their home floor with a 70-51 win over Kearney Catholic, and Ord over Wood River, 56-43. And we mentioned it earlier that it will be Amherst taking on Wilcox-Hildreth. It took overtime, but the Falcons with a 53-41 win over Elm Creek, and Amherst here with a 61-42 victory over Pleasanton. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We're going to take a quick break. Hopefully have a chance to talk with Bill Giffen from Amherst and Mitch Armour, the head coach of Pleasanton, as we continue with more of the postgame show right after this timeout.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected.
Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Reminder for you, you're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Well, both teams have made their way out of the locker room, and Coach Bill Giffen is working his way over here. He, as you know, with the bad foot here, probably needs some help from New West Sports Medicine. He's on his way, and we'll be talking to him in just a few moments, and hopefully have a chance to talk with Mitch Armour from Pleasanton here as well. Amherst had the lead at the end of every single quarter. They held Pleasanton only 2 points in that first quarter, led it 11-2. And then that second quarter, great battle in there for Pleasanton as they were able to cut the lead down to 6, 23-17. But then the lead kind of got pushed out by Amherst out to 11 at the end of the third quarter, and they go on and win this one by a final of 61-42, a nice impressive win for them as they remain undefeated in the conference. Only loss of the season came in their holiday tournament against a pretty good basketball team from North Platte St. Pat's, and here to talk about a nice win tonight. The head for the conference championship game is Bill Giffen, head coach of the Broncos. Congratulations, Coach. Nice game.
Thank you. It was it was a little rough at times, but as far as our performance, but like I said before, that's a good team.
And it was a fairly physical game too. It wasn't dirty by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I commented a few times about, you know, if a red guy got knocked down, a guy in a white jersey helped him up, and vice versa. So that aspect of it was good. But it was a physical game. I mean, these two teams went after each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know that's the way it was going to be officiated, and that's fine. And you just got to play to that level, and we had cousins knocking each other down out there, so it was all in good fun.
Yeah, you know, and they do get along pretty well. They know each other. Yeah. They know each other pretty well, and you knew what they were going to kind of bring at you, and you guys really, you kind of talked about needing to have a good start to the game, and offensively, you struggled a little bit, but you hang your hat on your defense. You were able to hold Pleasanton only 2 points in that first quarter, and that allowed you to kind of create a good start to the game, even though it took you about 3 minutes to get your first bucket.
Yeah, I think both teams were kind of, you know, I thought we would be the veteran team and come out, you know, ready because we were here last year. But I think both teams really came out tentative and just a little too much nerves and trying to find the range.
Yeah.
And so that's why that first quarter was. And I thought we did play pretty good defense, but then I think in that, I don't know what you have for turnovers for Pleasant in the first half, you know, there were some turnovers there that maybe we didn't so much force, but
There was a few that went off of somebody was cutting through there and threw it off their back.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of a taste of nerves, and then we settled down and played ball. But you know, I think defensively we played pretty good, except our press. With some of their good ball handlers like Axman, I mean, kind of exploited that. We had to come over with help, and then he found where the help came from.
Yeah.
And so he did a good job of that. But
and Brandon, a huge game tonight. I had him with Braden with 29 in the game. He finished with 29. Trevor with 13. Again, kind of the go-to guys on your team, right, filling that role in terms of putting the ball in the hole for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, Braden, and he probably thinks he should have, you know, 35, the free throw deal. I don't know what we were on free throws, but it seemed like it was like 2 out of 80. I don't know.
Wasn't quite that bad.
What it is. But, you know, we missed too many of those.
Yeah, it was 10 to 22. You're going to want to clean that up.
Yeah, that's not very good. You know, last time I think we were that bad was we were 4 out of 14. Then the next game we were 16 out of 19. So we already had our meeting about free throws, and I said that's the last time, you know, because you get between the ears, and these guys can shoot.
Yeah. Well, you might need to clean that up tomorrow, because Wilcox-Hildreth, that's going to be a great matchup tomorrow, something that we're absolutely looking forward to. Give us a quick preview of what you see and what's going to be the key for you tomorrow against the Falcons.
Well, you know, they play great defense. They clog things up, and they've got, you know, really good individuals, Farley Kid and Demidog, you know, they're very good. Coach's son, you know, he'll drill it, leave him open, and goes to the hole good. They just got, I think they got the whole package as far as defense and the parts. So they're very good. It's going to be a challenge. We're definitely going to have to play better than we did tonight all the way around, especially offensively, hits free throws, keep them off the boards. That's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, well, it'll be a fun battle tomorrow, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for your coverage.
All right, Bill Giffen, the head boys basketball coach here for Amherst. They win it 61-49. They'll be taking on Wilcox-Hildreth tomorrow for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Mitch Harmer, the head boys basketball coach of Pleasanton. We'll do that when we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Vero Event Center. It's Amherst with a 61-49 win over Pleasanton. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Pleasanton head coach Mitch Harmer. Coach, a lot of fight in your team. I mean, I thought you guys played hard throughout this basketball game.
Oh, we did. We came out really good. Our guys were focused all. Since we heard we were playing Amherst, we were on the second go-round at them. You know, we came out on fire. Played good D the whole game, I thought. You know, Amherst just, you know, they're a good team. They find ways to get the ball to the open person, and they, you know, they don't miss too many shots, and that really was detrimental to us tonight.
And I really kind of felt like they made it so you guys had a very difficult time getting a good shot. You could get a shot. It was much more difficult to get one where your players were actually squared up to the basket and had a real good look at it.
Yeah, and even on ball defense, there was no room for us. They were just playing just immaculate defense. They were in the face, hand up. You know, we had to get just great rubs off of screens. Just a great defensive play. Everybody wants to look at Amherst thinking they're, you know, all just threes and stuff like that. They're a darn good defensive team. And we saw that tonight, definitely.
Yeah, and I had you guys winning the rebounding edge, and that's a lot of want to, and that's got to be something that's encouraging as a coach to see that want to.
Yeah, and you know, Amherst, you know, for a, you know, they don't have too many true big players, but boy, those guys just box out. They get in great position, and you know, we really struggled trying to get the ball in the defensive and offensive rebounding side of the court. So it was a tough night for us rebounding, you know, but Our kids played hard, and I'm really proud of them.
So. Yeah, and again, that first quarter, I really thought that maybe and Coach Giffen told us this earlier tonight that a good start was going to be very important for his team. Conversely, it would be the same thing for your team, and they were able to hold you at only 2 points in that first quarter, and it was just there was a mountain to climb all night at that point.
Yeah, the first time we played them, they held us 1 to 20 at the end of the first, so I thought it was a big time improvement. We were playing good enough defense that we didn't get frustrated off of the offensive part side of the court. So we were, tonight was big time on defense, and I thought our guys did very well, really focusing on who you had and matchups, sticking to the game plan. And like I said, Amherst, that's a heck of a ball club. Some of the nicest kids I've seen in the conference are, respectful, just nice, flat-out kids. Everybody wants to look at them athletically and how they're doing in sports. But, they're really good sports out there and really nice kids. So.
Talking with Mitch Armour, head boys basketball coach at Pleasanton. Amherst wins tonight 61-49. And one thing I kind of noticed, you guys might have been down by a dozen or whatever, but on the sideline there was a lot of, let's calm down. You were trying to keep them kind of within themselves a little bit and also trying to make it be fun because, again, it's a long-term process. It isn't so much about just tonight. It's long-term and that sort of thing. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, just being in this arena – You get those first game jitters. You get your players are doing some goofy things out there that they don't normally do, we wanted to make it real light for them. I thought we came out loose, definitely compared to the first time we played them. Came out loose. I didn't think the stage was too big for anybody, any one of our players, too much, we just came up a little short on them. I think our guys played really hard, and we're pumped up and we're ready to play tomorrow.
Yeah, and again, that's an important win. Anytime you can win in this building, that'd be a pretty good deal. And against Elm Creek, that's gonna be a tough task in and of itself.
Oh, absolutely. Elm Creek's a heck of a ball club. We struggled with them a couple weeks ago when we played them. They got great athletes, every position they have. They're big. The Crawley kids are a darn good player, and every one of their guards. And just like Amherst, you just run out of defenders after a while. And kind of just have to pick who you're going to let take over the game and who you're going to stop, because you're not going to shut down every one of those Elm Creek players. They're really good, but we're really looking forward to it. And my guys have been playing with a chip on their shoulder all year, so I'm sure we'll be geared up tomorrow.
All right, I'll look forward to it. We'll see you tomorrow. That's Mitch Armour, the head coach here for Pleasanton, as Amherst wins at 61-49. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll set the stage for tomorrow and get you recapped with everything that's happened today. We'll do that as we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery Postgame Show right after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. As we're wrapping up things here from the Viero Event Center, Final score, Amherst 61-49 over Pleasanton. So let's get you updated on where we stand here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Our schedule for tomorrow, we'll begin things at 2 o'clock tomorrow, a little bit before 2 o'clock with the pregame show, and then we'll have the girls' consolation game between Amherst and Pleasanton, and then the boys' consolation game will follow after that. Elm Creek will be taking on Pleasanton at 4 o'clock, so Pleasanton will be playing a doubleheader, starting with the girls against Amherst at 2, and the boys will be taking on Elm Creek at 4 o'clock. Then we'll have our two championship games beginning at 6 o'clock. It will be Axtell and Elm Creek for the girls' Fort Kearney Conference title. And then after that, it will be top-seeded Wilcox-Hildreth taking on second-seeded Amherst, as Amherst actually is undefeated in the conference. Wilcox-Hildreth, their only loss coming to Axtell earlier in the year. And just a reminder for you, our two finals from today here on the boys' side, Wilcox-Hildreth with a 53-41 win over Elm Creek in overtime. And just a few moments ago, Amherst wrapping things up against Pleasanton, a final of 61-42. And again, the boys' championship game will be at 8 o'clock. Over on our sister station, the two conference championship games over in the Luplat Conference tournament will begin at 4 o'clock. The boys' championship game will be first between Adams Central and Ord. As earlier today, Adams Central got past Kearney Catholic 70-51. Ord over Wood River 56-43. That again on the boys' side. The girls' semifinals were also played tonight over at Adams Central, and Kearney Catholic will be taking on Centura for the girls' championship. Kearney Catholic with a 73-39 win over Ord, and Centura just a few moments ago wrapped things up with St. Paul winning it 57-44. And again, the girls' championship game will be at 6. The boys' championship game will be at 4. Both of those games will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So that wraps up what we have for you here in high school basketball here at the Viero Event Center. We'll be back again tomorrow beginning at 2 o'clock for the two consolation games and then the two championship games right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Caleb Henry back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.